It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 915.
Happy Monday, Gronks. What's happening? What is going on?
Are you feeling fresh? You went away on the weekend?
Yeah, went away. It was nice. It got quite hot last night. So I had, you know, when you wake up and you feel like a bit dry after a sort of hot night's sleep. Had the aircon. I worked out that our house, there's only one aircon problem in the modern day. But if you open the double doors in our lounge room, you can feel it come through, wrap around the door, and it just comes into our room, which is lovely.
Oh, that's great.
So, feeling good. Had a great weekend away. I thought rather than sort of tell you all my highlights, I'll tell you some of the lowlights, but I'll tell you, and they're mostly about Bodhi, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to replace the term son or my son Bodhi or Bodhi with my housemate, just for a bit of fun. Yeah, so I'm going to refer to my son as my housemate. So, we'll kickstart today before we get back into previous, so over the weekend. So I woke up this morning, my housemate had pissed on the seat. And
what seat?
the toilet seat.
Oh, okay,
but he didn't wipe it up. And then my housemate goes into my room and goes over to my wife's bedside table and drinks her smoothie, the whole thing.
Yeah, good.
My housemate, he's a dog.
What else?
So another one is, woke up, my housemate had, he's been bitten by mosquitoes and he's been scratching them. And there's blood on his sheets.
Oh, no.
The worst thing about my housemate, he doesn't know how to use the washing machine, so I have to wash the Gronk's sheets. It's so annoying.
You went away with your housemate on the weekend. Yeah. What was that like?
Oh, yeah, it was great. I mean, it was great. I made my housemate bacon and eggs one morning, like these real nice bacon and egg rolls. He never cooks. he's so lazy like that. And I made them and I brought them over, sat it on the table. He looks at it and says, I don't like these. And then he opens it up and says, I don't like egg. I don't like bacon. And then he licked the sauce and walked off.
Is this new? Has he always not liked egg and bacon?
I think it was just that day, because the following day I made him the same one and he ate it, surprisingly. I was fingers crossed. Hope he doesn't realize. Another one was because we went down to Mount Martha, down the peninsula, and it's nice. It's like it feels like a little coastal town. I mean, it's on the bay. It's not ocean, but it's has that definitely coastal surfy vibe, but without the surf. Great little IGA. Went into IGA, and my housemate, he didn't have any money, and he wanted me to buy him some chips, and so I was like, oh, fuck, all right, get you a packet of chips. And I said, well, look. He wanted to eat them in the shop, and I didn't want him to eat them in the shop. So I said, we'll scan it through. As I've scanned it through, I put the bag down. My housemate grabbed the chips and ran out the door of the shopping center. And I'm by myself. And then my phone I couldn't pay. There was something going on.
Oh, no.
So I took 20 seconds, paid. I went out the front. My housemate's gone. He's done a runner. The little dog has done a runner.
I
couldn't find him for a little bit. And then I ran down the street and saw him way up. And then I got to him. I said to my housemate, why did you run off on me? He said, I wanted to go dancing.
Has he got good spatial awareness? Does he see cars?
Yeah, he sees them.
Yeah.
Does he know about the dangers of them? Not sure. Not sure. Like, he knows. Yeah. I mean, I always tell my housemate, cars are dangerous. You could get squashed by a car.
Don't you think that there's always, like, I remember in primary school, I don't know if this was every primary school, but I feel like there was always one kid who'd been hit by a car out the front, and you would know because they would have, like, metal. Like coming out of their head or holding their head up sort of thing. Did you ever have that?
No, but I've seen. So sad. Anytime you do see that, it's the there's a term for them, something of life. Like it's basically like the screws into the side of your head, front and back, so you can't move your neck whatsoever. It's so bad.
And so anyway,
but no, I never saw that.
Yeah, in primary school, I remember one girl. I think Katie was her name, who ran across the road to get a basketball. Bang.
Oh, God.
Katie. And so, that's the thing that I worry about when I think about your housemate. leaving the store is he going to notice the cars?
Well, no, he's pretty good. Like, he's never done it. Mm-hmm. And you just hope that he's not going to. And mm-hmm. so, I mean, but this is the thing, split second. Yeah. And it's like at a music festival with your friend, you lose them. Mm-hmm. With your housemate, they run out the supermarket, they're gone. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the worst bit was I caught my housemate almost about to take a shit in the garden of this holiday house we're staying at. Just my what a gronk. I'm going to get rid of this guy. Look, you know, we've signed a short-term lease. It's called life. Hard to get him gone.
What do you say when you see him going to take a dump in the backyard? What do you say?
What are you doing? He's just denying. Come on, I just had to get him inside. Mm-hmm. Had to get him inside, you know.
Why do you think he was... What was he wanting to do? So, is it, I need to go to the toilet, but I don't want to use the toilet?
No, it's fun. I think he thinks it's fun.
Okay, sure.
He has some fun outside. Mm-hmm. He likes, I mean, my housemate and I like to do wees outside. Uh-huh. It's fun.
It's different, like,
it's something about it. There's something I really mm-hmm. like if I was camping in the bushes. Like, there's something about just doing wees outside mm-hmm. that we both love and get around. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've got an understanding of when it's right and wrong. My housemate doesn't. So
what was the highlight? What was the best thing about getting away?
Oh, just we had a beach day on Saturday. Amy stayed at the house and sort of had a nap, which was nice. She could have that. And then we, Bodie and I, we went to. I want to keep calling my housemate, but we went and went stand up paddle boarding and.
Oh really?
And, here's the thing.
Did they have those boards at the place you're staying, or did you have to rent them? Or
no, we're at a beach box. And so right on the it's on the sand. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have to take it from the house, which was good. Yeah, it was like take it out of the beach box, 20 meters to the water, mm-hmm. and then there we go. But it was awesome. And here's the thing: there was 2 days on the weekend. I look at the weather, I'm like, fuck, Sunday, whew, hot. It's gonna be 30s. Mm. That's a beach day. And then I was like, you know what? Sunday. Annoying, like when you do your beach day and then you got to go home, mm-hmm. and it's just like you've
sand in the car,
tuckers you out. Mm-hmm. And so Saturday woke up beautiful. It was like magnificent weather, not hot, but the sun was out. And as the day went on, it got warm, but wasn't stinking hot. Perfect for taking a kid to the beach, so they're not just baking, mm-hmm. just baking in the water. But so we ended up it was kind of impromptu. We didn't know we were going to do that. Bodie and I just had a ripper time, just sitting there. And then we went and had fish and chips at the beach box that night.
Oh, great.
Which was sick.
And so the paddle boarding stuff, how long do you think you were actually out there on the water for?
Oh, 10 minutes. Yeah. Like with a kid. Uh-huh. I put a little life jacket on him. And I couldn't stand. I wasn't standing up on it. I was kneeling on the paddleboard. Bodhi's like lying flat mm-hmm. at the front of it. It was a big one, mm-hmm. but I got up and I was like, "Ah, oh, fucking! I can't. I can look after myself if I fall in. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know how to swim, and so mm-hmm. I was like, kneeling's the best option. But we had a great time, mm-hmm. just paddleboarding around. But then Saturday night, the thing about when you want. I don't eat fried fish a heap. Mm-hmm. Like it reminds me of a kid getting fried flake from the
nothing
fish and
wrong.
Chip shop.
Adults get flake. I get flake. I like flake.
No, flake. I get flake still, but I usually go the other side. I go
like
the hunky-dory
sort of
the
thing.
I go my fried stuff of that dish will be in chips or a potato cake or something. I don't go the fish. I'm like, oh, fuck. I went full fried on Saturday night.
Was it crumb or was it because I've only discovered sort of crumbed fried fish in recent years. That's really good. That's like, it's almost like a schnitzel.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, it's like you feel less naughty than going a full sort of buttery deep fried.
But I think I like it more. I like it more, sort of fried crumb thing. And so you had a piece of flake. What else? Did you have a dimmy?
Yeah, it went... No, I had a scallop, calamari, chips, but it was all fried. And it was everything that you'd ever want in something that you've ordered fried. Mm-hmm. And so
you picked it up from the fish and chip shop?
I mean, what a business. I mean, in the worst possible way. Like, you know, they do a lot. It's like an old school fish and chippery that's just, you know, seems like there's no rhyme or reason what's happening. There's a bay marie full of orders that are wrapped and no one's yelling out names and this poor
woman
standing next to me.
Did you phone it in? Like, did you call first or did you did the order? Okay.
We went in, which was a punt. And went in and ordered, but it worked out fine. But this lady next to me had been waiting as long as I had, and her order had been there. She just hadn't said anything.
Oh, no.
They must have read it. They must have said it, but then she went over and said, oh, have you got this? Like at the very end. And then, yeah. Anyway.
It is upsetting when that stuff happens, and you see it. Like, I want to be across everyone's order. In the actual, because I'm so concerned that I'm going to forget mine or they're going to give me the wrong one. It's like COVID was all just sort of taking off and it was about to go viral. And
it went hard.
A couple got our coffees, grabbed our coffees and went to their car, and I knew that was our coffee.
Yeah.
And so they had to, and then they were going to give us back. The coffee, like I think they'd nearly put their lips on it. It's like, come on, guys.
We can't absolutely do that. Not. I mean, I've sipped someone's coffee at a cafe before by accident. Like, it's annoying. Like, but I'd been handed something and
it's your coffee at that point.
Well, yeah, you've got to take it. You've got to own it. Is there anything your housemate did that over the weekend that, got to you? Oh, I mean, you could go the opposite. Your housemate did some really nice stuff.
Yeah, housemate said, like I said, let's not worry about cleaning. And she said, I'll clean just a little bit, but I won't mop. Before you know it, the mop's out. And she's like, I just like the smell. Like, it'll be quick. Oh, bloody mopped housemate. When I said, I told her not to, and she did it. So that was annoying. What else has my housemate done?
Did your housemate buy you coffee on Saturday morning, just in bed?
Yeah.
Did you wake up?
My housemate got me coffee this morning. She's got the day off today, and she's going to see her family in the suburbs. Anyway, she went and got me coffee. I went downstairs, collected it from her, and then she went to the suburbs. So I didn't have to go to the cafe. So that was good. But I should, 2021, like New Year's resolutions, this is a good time. It's ridiculous think about talking. Don't you think it sounds absolutely absurd to talk about New Year's resolutions?
We're 15 days off December 1. I did think this morning, literally in my mind, I was like, because it's too obvious to do the, you know, New Year's content, like the New Year's resolutions content within January. What about if you go December 1, you see it as like the New Year's resolutions? I mean, the thing that comes into play for most people is like, yeah, but I want to just sort of let loose over the Christmas break.
Yeah. No, I think it's different. But like, I feel potentially, I don't know how everyone else is feeling, but it's going to be a little bit different where it's like I've been indulging and just being a bit loose all year. So I feel like I want like family, friends, all that sort of thing, but also a little bit of structure.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, most people's year has probably been pretty outrageous. Just in terms of routine, rattling of routine.
Yeah.
It's unlike any other year. I mean, it has been like, we were talking about I wonder when the first mention of COVID-19 or coronavirus, because everyone was calling it coronavirus, the start was on this show. And
it was probably when we had Jordan Michaelides on.
You reckon that was it?
That was in January, I think.
Was it? Well, we had
end of
Bodie's. We had Bodie's third birthday in February. His birthday's on the 14th, and a guy who was at Bodie's party had quarantined. He'd been in Wuhan. One of the kids' dads.
Oh yeah.
Works in logistics and was over in Wuhan. And so he'd done the quarantine. So we were talking. I was curious and just chatting to him about it. What's going on? Like, what was it like over there? And so that was so early, though. That was Feb. And then it seemed like it really just came hard. And then
feels like we haven't spoken about Wuhan. Yeah, but we haven't spoken about Wuhan in a long time.
I know.
Do you think?
So they're December, not doing as bad as most of the around the world. They went pretty hard.
So December 1, do you want to do a bit of a New Year's resolution sort of episode?
Yeah, I reckon. I reckon that's when it's too obvious outside of that. Yeah. And I think it's like a good way to at least start embedding in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's perfect. A Tuesday, December 1 is a Tuesday.
Great.
Embed them in your mind for the rest of the month, at least sort of have a little. The thing about it is, it's like saying I'll eat shit over the weekend, then Monday I'm all good. I'll start then. Mm-hmm. It's like you've got too much momentum in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
And so January after momentum from December, dude, that's an avalanche.
Yeah.
Hard to stop shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I remember writing a blog post years ago where it's like I would do my news resolutions in September. So I would fuck up enough times that by the end of December I'd got my shit sorted.
Yeah.
But you know how I got a bike?
Yeah.
I've got my exercise bike.
The spin bike.
The spin bike. Like, it's okay. It's got problems in regards to the sturdiness. It was one of those.
What'd you pay?
$300?
Yeah, I mean, the good ones are like $1,200. Like PT studio. And that thing even went a bit rattly.
So the thing is, I went to a mate's house and she was like, you got to try this bike, right? And Bree, she'd mentioned it to Bree first, which is good because these types of purchases, if it's just me, it's going to be an uphill battle, high incline, as they say, in the athletic world.
Cycling.
But how about this? I sit on the bike. I start riding. It's got a screen. It's like it's a Nordic track. It's like a Peloton competitor.
Yeah.
Anyway, I start riding. I'm like, oh, man, your fans are so good in here. She's like, oh, no, that's the bike. The bike had fans on my face. And I was riding in Colorado. And there was a woman like telling me, okay, keep going. You're going to feel that it's going to get a bit harder now. And the whole thing, like I have to use like this little knob here to try and like, you know, create more resistance. This thing.
Yeah.
Has magnets. It's ridiculous anyway. So
yeah, it's got the full screen. So some of these at the gym I've been have the blower, the face. Like it is amazing.
So
like,
good.
The aircon.
I feel like a New Year's resolution could be somewhere surrounding that sort of thing. Because earn it.
You have to December, every day in December, you use the one you've got.
I think I'd fuck my back if I did, to be honest. I may have already ordered it. So if I have it by December, but I'm very excited because it's going to mean that you can set up different places and say, because I wanted the Peloton, but the problem was the Peloton you can't get here.
Why?
They just don't ship.
Why can't you? Okay. So this is, it's got a full plasma. It's got an LCD. What is the screen? What's the dimensions?
I think it's 22 inches.
inches.
Like, babe, we're not just buying a bike, we're buying a TV. So when you work out, we're not just buying a bike, we're buying an iPad.
Is it smart? Does it connect to the interweb?
Yeah, so it's it has iFit, which is their which they have like dozens of trainers. And so you can either stream live in a spin class. But what I'm most excited about is you can ride around different parts of the world, which is what I was trying to do. Like my bike said, it's got like a screen and the screen is like what you would see on like one of those free pedometers that you get in like a a cereal box, which is fine. Okay. But if anyone in Melbourne wants my old bike, I am selling that. But that's going to be my that's going to be my gym. Yeah, like it's equipment like this is always interesting how you justify it. It's like, okay, well, a gym member. Think about my Fitness First membership.
Yeah,
spent a year with that, not using it. So if I actually use it, and then it was perfect. I was watching this YouTube video, and this guy's saying, you know what? If you want one, you've got to get the one that you want. You've got to get the one. If you don't get the one that you want, if you get the lower one or if you get the – what's going to end up happening is it's going to become a clothes hanger. You're not going to use it. You're not going to get excited about it. You're not going to be passionate about it. You're not going to use it. And so I was very passionate about.
Was this the guy from Nordic Track?
No. The sales guy? I'm sure, yeah.
Hey, I'm Brad.
Sales. He was a reseller. But
no, I get it.
But it's got leaderboards and stuff too. So if there is any other gronks that are using iFit or using that, I would
never
like
heard
to.
Of iFit.
Yeah, it's. I don't know if it's just for because the thing with Nordic is like I went down a rabbit hole of all of their stuff. They have it's part of like their treadmills, like all of that stuff.
Okay.
It might be their software.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. So, I mean, fuck, their treadmills are amazing.
Yeah. And the thing that was interesting was the...
This is great.
And this is the other justification. It's like, okay, we go on trips every single year. We go overseas. We spend all this money. We're not going to be able to do as much of that. So...
Yeah.
So anyway, well, that's my December. So that's going to be my December, January thing. But I've decided I ended up, it's one of those things where it's like they ask you, do you want to assemble it or they can assemble it for you. And Bree actually said, let's get someone to assemble it. So we do it properly.
Dude. I mean, when you've got a piece of equipment like that, you want it. I opted for... no assembly of a cable crossover machine that had about 40,000 parts. And I paid my mate in kebabs and a six pack and he came over and he's like a technical guy, knows how to do shit, knows how to construct things, put shit together. And we did it. But by the end of it, you've got a piece on the ground. You're like, where is that from? Oh,
yeah, you just don't want that. you don't need that.
No.
The ads are so funny of these things though as well because it's always like, and that's where you end up going. It's like, oh, two hot people. Like there's this like sort of in a city sort of building. It's like big glass buildings. And in one building, there's this hot guy. In the other building, there's a hot girl. And they're like working out. They're all like competing at the same time. And Bree's like, they're going to have sex after this, aren't they? Like that's like the narrative. But I'm excited. Do you know what? I'm fucking classic because do you know what I told myself? I'm like, you know what?
What?
I'm not going to mention the bike. I'm just going to get it. Everyone's going to be like, wow, Josh, like, man, you're so fit. I'm going to start like fucking like all of a sudden I'll be like cycling out and about as well. Everyone's like, how did you do it? And I'll be like, I actually got this bike. I didn't tell anyone, but I haven't even got it yet. And I've managed to bring it up.
So. Oh, well, it's maybe on December 1 you can tell us. Will it be here by then?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, 5-day delivery. I don't know about the assembly stuff. I think I'll find out today what the deal is. But,
or maybe by then you can have an understanding of how you're going to tackle the month of December.
Well, yeah, I think that there's that you get the sense that you could do because what do I love? I love technology. The other cool thing about it is that it comes with weights as well, so I can do a little
weights?
Upper body.
Oh, yeah.
I can do an upper body
good.
Sort of thing at the same time. I don't know.
Is that the idea that they actually promote doing weights on the bike while riding?
No. What they actually do is that the screen moves. And so the idea is that you can move it and then you can do some like other stuff at the same time if you want to sort of switch. But I think where I'm more inclined is it's like the learning about different places because they're going along.
Yeah.
You're riding along and they're like, okay, you'll see some like bear, like not bears, what are they called? It was some sort of like animal, and you actually can see the animal, and she's talking about it, and she's saying, "Oh, so a little bit about me. You know, I've got two kids. One's 12, one's 6. I've been writing for over 20 years.
High prod value.
It looks really good.
Shot really well. Yeah.
And the thing is that when you're going up the hill in the video, it does all the magnetic stuff to make like it to give the proper resistance. And then they're saying things like, session. Yeah, definitely. They say things like, this is definitely one of those. If we had clean the seat campaign, I mean, when it comes to an exercise bike.
How about this? How about you keep your other one? And then, I mean, you probably signed a deal with Breeze that you have to sell.
Well, yeah, Breeze said. I mean, but I sell for very cheap. What about $150? You can have it. Do you want
that's,
it?
That's a bargain, half price. What about having it so you? I mean, you got two. Like, you can have someone.
Now the problem is though. Think about our apartment. It's like it's going to fit perfectly. Like it's going to be one thing. Yes. But yeah, you do have that vision. You do have that vision a little bit where it's like you could. I could imagine people who are super wealthy just having Nordic Track everything. Like, you know, those arm things that you were talking about? They have a version that's got a screen on it.
Lifestyle fitness, they're much cheaper. But you see, this is like, there's nothing more impressive when you go to a gym and they've got just the same brand. It's kitted out everything. It's like, wow, fucking look at these $40,000 treadmills.
But yeah, so it's hitting the two things. It's going to, you know, it's got my exercise. It's got my feeling of travel. I am slightly worried about motion sickness. I did ask my friend about that and she said there was only one time where it was very hilly. But she was saying like in a city, like in like the hustle and bustle of Vietnam and stuff, they've got ones where it's like through traffic and stuff.
Is it renders or is it real life?
It's like real recorded life with multiple cameras.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it is so like it is like because when you hear people talk about it, they're always talking about the Peloton. In regards to like doing the bit of research, Peloton is the I'm in a studio sort of like the, if you want that sort of if you like spin classes, I think that the Peloton's probably got more classes. But the other thing too is if you're into live, all of those classes are in the night. But Nordic does it as well, so I could if I wanted to do a live stream class. Which is sort of cool.
This is great. Well, so anyway, this is going to be good. It. December 1, we know what you're kicking off.
But yeah.
Then we can. I'll start thinking about what mine is, and then activate before the new year, before 2021 comes.
Yeah, there's something in. Oh, how about this? So there is the whole theory around when you tell your New Year's resolution, you're less likely to do it. Because it sort of triggers everything in the brain that gives you the reward as if you have done it. Yes. What about the idea we have to decide by December 1 what our New Year's resolution is, and then at the end, maybe episode 1000, we reveal what our New Year's resolutions were.
All right. I love that.
The only thing is it doesn't really give us much for the December 1 chat.
Just did you do your
unless admin? There's a metric unless yep. there's a metric thing unless we keep it broad where it's like I'm going to ride the bike, but then I do the maths around. Okay, we could all put in an envelope. Yeah. This is my goal. This is what we're going to get it's to it. Thing. And because I feel like then I'm more likely to do it.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Good one. Also went to Mexican Cantina as well on Saturday night. That was great.
Oh, I did see a photo of you and your parents. Looks
mum loves a pic. 60 something.
As they say, the home of this. The home of the Caesar salad.
No, they don't. I looked. They didn't do the Caesar salad, but they do a great La Combination.
La Combination.
Yeah, it's great. It's got a bit of everything. It's got a taco, taquito, little like is it enchilada?
Is that Mexican? La.
Yeah, I guess it's Spanish. La Combination. I don't know.
All right, guys.
I think it means the combo.
The combo
would be my guess.
Happy Monday.
Great. Have a good one, guys. See ya.
See you tomorrow.